T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, it's time to bring on Mr. Tyler Kennedy. If I could do the Tyler Kennedy PR, or not PR, PA announcement, I would, but I'm not very good at those things. He is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore. Meet me at Mike's. Hello, Tyler.
How you guys doing?
We've never been better, and I feel like I can speak for Ron when I say that. I'm going to go off the board here. I was thinking about lacrosse-style goals this morning. I think there have been less than 5 scored in the history of the NHL. The last one, when the Anaheim Kids scored one last year, all hell broke loose, and people like Torts got real bent out of shape. How does Tyler Kennedy feel about the lacrosse-style goal?
That's a tough one. The biggest thing is like doing it at full speed. I think it's an extremely special move and hard to do. Again, I try to do it, you know, and I got no one around, but to see the guys do it at full speed, I think it's great. I think it's entertaining. I think it's like next level skill, you know, but now, especially lately, you see when guys are starting to try to pick up the puck, either the defenseman or the forward, they're trying to take the other guy's head off. You know, a lot of other players don't like that, especially against their own team.
So your objection would be that it's not a high percentage play or that it's showboating. It sounds like you like it. I love it. And plus, if it's a way to score, why not do it? And why do people care? I mean, somebody tries to do the spinorama, or guys try to do, you know, eccentric moves on defensemen all the time. Why would they care that much about this one?
Yeah, I think it's a very entertaining move. I think it's great for the game. I think it's it brings people out of their seat. And you go to any rink right now, around Pittsburgh especially, you got every 10 to 14-year-old trying to pick up their puck, trying to pick up the puck in their spare time. You know, so I don't have a problem, but again, I just don't think it's necessary. And the guys that are doing it, like, they're not like a McDavid. They're not a Crosby. You know, like, Zegras is okay, but he's not putting up points where you're like, oh, this guy's leading the league in points. He can do whatever he wants, you know. It's guys that are, you know, that are maybe second tier for elite players.
Tyler, we ask you this every week. The Penguins, their status right now in the playoff field. But, man, you talk about inconsistent. They'll look great for a while, terrible for a while, great for a while, terrible for a while. Where do you see this team now? And it's starting to get to the point where they need to turn it on a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's definitely getting to the point where they have to turn it on. And, you know, with the guys coming back with Petrie and Jari, I think that's going to help. And I hope it makes them more of a consistent team, especially I think Letang is going to play. You know, I hope it slots everyone kind of into their spots back there. And it's going to, because they need to play a lot more consistent to be successful. And they kind of have to start finding a way to string a couple wins together. Because, again, when you go up and down, it's not a good look. It's not a good belief in the team when it's like that.
How much does fighting help? We saw guys kick in the Ottawa home game. I know Friedman was one. I like Friedman. I like it when the Penguins show a pulse. I think that's fun. But fighting, I don't know, Tyler. I go back and forth on fighting. Do you like it in the NHL? Do you think it has a purpose in the league?
Yeah, I still think there is a purpose for fighters. I still, maybe not the guys that were just fighters. I think there's that guy who can fight but also play hockey, you know, like a Tom Wilson, you know, or a, you know, there's some other guys out there, you know, Carl Clutterbuck, guys like that that can, you know, back it up, but they bring something to the team. And as a player, when I had a guy that I knew can stick up and go after their guy who's maybe tougher, it made me feel more comfortable. And if you think of Sidney Crosby, you know, I don't know why, but I just feel sometimes I get nervous if you play a team that has a couple guys that run around, because you know they're going to go after, you know, a Malkin or a Crosby. But I think it's definitely a deterrent if they would have a guy like, you know, someone that can, you know, answer the bell here and there. And I love Friedman too. I think he brings that little bit of edge that the Penguins are looking for. He answered the bell, which was great. And again, I like the chippiness that he plays with. I think they're missing that a little bit.
Tyler, I believe you played in the Max Talbot game against Philly, did you not? Where Talbot,
yes.
Talbot shushed the crowd after, you know, who was that?
Porcello.
Yeah, kicked his butt in Philly. And then you guys scored like 30 seconds after that. I don't know. Does that kind of thing give a team a lift? I've seen it where, you know, you score 30 seconds later, but other times you don't score the rest of the game. How does that work with a team? I mean, that particular night, Talbot got a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, one, because I think everyone knew that Carcillo was a little different weight class than Max, you know, but everyone on our team knew how much courage it took to stand up to that and to do whatever it took to change the tides, you know. So he did that, and I think as a team, we wanted to show to him our respect back, our gratitude back, by picking up our play and scoring. So with that game, it was a crazy game. I'm actually talking to Max tonight. We're going on Instagram Live and just, you know, just shooting around and just talking and reminiscing about the good times. And again, all those, you know, times we went to war together, and, you know, not war, but, you know, we went to battle together on the ice, and, you know, just all the good times.
Yeah, man, I miss Max Talbot. He was fun.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I remember talking to Max before Game 7 against Detroit. And I'd like to take you back there as we go to all these different places with you, Tyler. You guys were very, very confident going to Detroit for Game 7. You had gotten blown out there in Game 5. I don't know, 5-0. In fact, at that point, you had won one game in the finals in 2 years, and that was because Flower stood on his head in Game 5 the year before. What made you guys confident going into Game 7 in Detroit? Why did you believe that you were going to win? Because clearly you did, and Talbot was almost a spokesman for that.
It was one of those things that I think we all believe that if we're going to lose, we're going to go lose going down swinging. And we believe that this year was different. We just had a feeling. And there's a little bit of a backstory, because when we were playing in that 09 series against Detroit, when we lost, we were jumping around in hotels. We went from the MGM. We went to like 3 or 4 different hotels just because we were trying to change our luck. Because we only won once in, what, 6 games? So we were changing hotels back and forth. And I remember us having a meeting, sitting down with all the players, and they're like, guys, where do you want to stay? And I remember, I don't know if it was Billy Guerin or Sid going, no, we're staying at the MGM. It don't matter where we're staying. We're going to win this game. And ever since that little bit of like confidence of, no, it don't matter where we're staying, I just felt like there was a boost in us. And Max has always been Mr. Positivity. He's always been the guy that's created the smile that loosened things up in the room. And again, we had a lot of different puzzles on the team of what people bring. And Max was definitely a guy that was on the positive side, picking up our spirits no matter what was going on throughout the series.
Tyler, I was tipped off after the fact. Mario sent you guys a text before the game, right? See you at center ice for the trophy presentation. What do you remember about that?
Well, one, I didn't have Mario's number in my phone, so I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was a guy on Southside that I get my number to, or, you know, I don't know who it was. But once I asked Stalzi and, you know, say no, that was from Mario, it was just, again, just to have the confidence in, obviously, Mario Lemieux, you know, ownership, it was awesome. And, you know, I played there for 6 years. I went through a lot of different places. And the way Mario and obviously Ron Burkle's not there, but the way they treated our team and the way they took care of us was, you know, top notch. You know, it was pretty special to walk on the plane and see Mario Lemieux there. You know, again, those things you don't forget as a player, and to get that text, it kind of, again, just gives you a little bit of jolt of confidence.
All right, Tyler, let's get down to business at the end here. Ron, I think you were away last week. You didn't hear about this. Adam Crowley, he's a problem around here, Tyler. Nobody denies that. He was on the morning show and asked you maybe the worst question ever asked in the history of the Fan.
Oh, worst question ever.
And I didn't hear about this.
And your answer was bleeping priceless. Ron and Tyler, I'm going to play you guys the question and the answer. It made the rounds on the Fan last week. Crowley, well, we'll get into Crowley after this, Tyler. Let's let everybody take a listen. Ron, you're not going to believe this question.
Tyler, I was thinking about your Penguins career yesterday as I was preparing for the show today, and has it all been downhill since the Game 4 tic-tac-toe goal you scored against the Red Wings in the 09 Cup Final?
Explain that. What do you mean downhill?
Did you have a chance to iron that out, Tyler? What the hell is this guy thinking?
Yeah, you know what? He actually texted me after he got off the air, and he just apologized, saying it was coming from a different place. And again, it was fine. You know, obviously it came off the wrong way, and, you know, it better have come off the wrong way, you know, but hopefully he learns from his mistakes, because maybe I won't be as nice next time.
That was a great answer to that question. The only one I ever heard worse, Tyler, was involving Mark Malone, the Steelers quarterback, where a guy walked up to him and said, Mark, you've had a lot of bad games in your career. Where would you rank this one? And that is an honest-to-God question that he had to answer. So
I'm sorry that you had to put
beautiful.
Up with that. We're both sorry, yeah. Tyler. Now, there's a little addendum here. There's a little unfinished story that he did text you, and he talked about this on the air, and you texted him back and said, no worries, but you didn't say no worries, buddy. No worries, Adam, nothing like that. So he was worried that there were still feelings on your side.
Lingering animosity.
Can you clear this up?
You know what? I want to keep him on his toes. I want to keep him a little nervous, you know, a little, show me a little bit more respect. But again, I think Adam's awesome. Yeah, again, he was,
I missed this.
I don't know. If he would have said, hey, after your Penguins career, it kind of went downhill. I'd be like, yeah, he's probably right, you know. But after I, you know, won, you know, after I scored the goal, I thought I still played really well in Pittsburgh. So that's why I kind of, not ticked me off, but, you know.
How did I miss that, Joe? Yeah. I never heard about that.
I hear you. And Tyler, from what I can see and tell, things have actually gone very well for you in retirement. So, we'll let Crowley off the hook this time, and we love having you on the air, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. I'm really enjoying it.
Appreciate it,
man. See you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.